You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Jeff Crump, founder of CrowdKids.com, which is a crowdfunding portal and online community to support infertility and adoption. Jeff, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're very welcome. So first of all, CrowdKids really has two main features, crowdfunding and a community. How do these differ?
Well, crowdfunding really creates a one-to-one or a one-to-many relationship whereby the financial support needed by the family, the one, is spread across many donors, or what is commonly referred to now as the crowd, who each donate a little bit. So when you add up all the small donations, the family's funding goal can be reached fairly quickly. The community aspect of CrowdKids is about sharing information and experiences and building relationships. It's really a support system and an information exchange. The community is a free service that people can use to write blogs, share information in forums, build relationships, and things like share photos.
How does CrowdKids differ than a site like Kickstarter that we've heard about so often?
This is an excellent question. There are really three fundamental differences between CrowdKids and crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter. The first is that those other sites are really general in nature. So if you want to back an independent film or some new technology gadget or, frankly, anything else they deem worthy, then you can find it under one big roof. As such, the donors who visit these sites may not be of the same mindset as those who want to help families with making babies or adopting them. Secondly, we're a community. Our goal is to provide more value than the ability to donate to needy families. Those families that are struggling with infertility struggle with emotional needs. They have emotional needs that can often be met by others with the same struggles. You don't get that kind of a support system through Kickstarter. Finally, we're focused on infertility, surrogacy, and adoption. That's it. You can't back a film or a new technology gadget on CrowdKids. We do this because this community of families is large and deserving a specialized focus. They shouldn't be lost in the woods of general crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Certainly have a unique location there with CrowdKids.com. Now, aren't there organizations that are already focused on supporting the fight against infertility?
Absolutely, and thank goodness that there are. Organizations like Resolve.org and the American Fertility Association are immensely important. In fact, we've recently become part of the Resolve.org's partner program to support them. And these organizations and their counterparts worldwide do so much good that we need to support them in their goals. It's education and a lot of other support mechanisms that they have in place. But their goals are different than ours, and we see a great opportunity to coexist and work together towards a common good.
Today we're joined by Jeff Crump, founder of CrowdKids.com, which is a crowdfunding portal and online community to support infertility and adoption here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jeff, if I was a donor, why would I donate to a family on CrowdKids?
Well, building a family, you know, brings with it really an amazing journey of ups and downs. This journey is so incredibly personal and one that can touch your heart. Donors who want to help bring life into this world and improve the lives of children through adoption are really a donor of a unique sort. Supporting a family building effort will touch a donor in a way that really no other form of financial help or a donation that they make can. So it's donors that want that kind of emotional satisfaction that are donors that will really enjoy CrowdKids.
And how do families benefit from being a part of the CrowdKids community?
There are really two ways in which families will benefit from being part of our community. The first is financial, obviously, through the crowdfunding mechanism. The cost of infertility treatment, surrogacy, and adoption can range from a few thousand dollars upwards to tens of thousands of dollars. It is immensely, it can be a very, very expensive challenge. The reality is that without, with or without medical insurance, families just don't have that chunk of money. It can be just kind of insurmountable for them. So they absolutely have to raise enough money to raise a family, or they have enough money to raise a family, but really kind of getting through these expensive treatments or through the adoption process really can be cost prohibitive. So through our crowdfunding channel, it gives them that opportunity to connect with donors that can kind of, that will support them in a financial manner. Secondly, of course, is the community aspect. So that we've talked about already. It's the support system. It's the information exchange. These are, could be considered really kind of equally important. I mean, certainly when there's the emotional support that needs to take place for families that are struggling with this, and of course the financial. So the community is a really, really big part of what we bring to the to these families.
If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information once again and the best way to be in contact with you as well.
You can certainly reach us on the web at www.crowdkids.com. And if you need any assistance or have questions, email us at info@crowdkids.com.
We've been speaking with Jeff Crump, founder of CrowdKids.com, which is a crowdfunding portal and online community to support infertility and adoption. And once again, the website of reference is CrowdKids.com. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And the pleasure was ours as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.